This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, whether you're out there driving a truck as an over-the-road driver, or maybe you're working for the telephone company or the power company out there doing some line work or whatever, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter as Captain's America. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have the professor of politics out in California, Kyle Warren. And good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, folks, I want to remind everybody today, for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, I will be doing my Have Lunch with the Captain series over at Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30. Remember, they play the pledge at 12 o'clock, and the veterans stand up and salute the flag as they play the national anthem. And the veterans stand up and salute the flag at 12 o'clock when they play the national anthem. We have a really good turnout that's there every week. It's on Tuesdays. We're going to have some special guests today, so you got to show up to find out who the special guests are going to be. And I look forward to seeing you there today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa. Now, Kyle, we have got to address the Congress and the fact that they remain very unpopular with the voters. And independent voters right now are least likely to say that they're going to vote for their current representative and whether or not they even deserve re-election. That's an amazing turnaround.
Well, it really is. Historically, even people with low opinions of Congress have typically thought that their particular representative was typically doing a good job, basically. So there was always kind of this little kind of disconnect that was happening in terms of the overall opinion plus what people thought of their actual congressman or woman. So this is really a big departure, and it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, here's one for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Lowest numbers yet for the voters thinking about the direction that the country is headed in. 30% is the number, according to the latest Rasmussen poll. It hasn't been that low in over 4 years.
Well, that's really true. And I can imagine, Captain, for example, former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, for example, looking at these numbers and realizing that a lot of these people would believe that the country would be going in a much better direction if Trump had been reelected, basically. So I think it helps to vindicate him. It gives the Republicans and whomever the nominee is going to be in 2024 a lot of ammunition about this. But really what's happening is that people are seeing exactly what kind of president Joe Biden makes and exactly the kind of people he has around him.
Well, he gave a speech yesterday about the debt ceiling, right?
Right.
Once again, he distorted the numbers and distorted the truth about the debt ceiling. Now, in Joe Biden's newest assault on America's privacy, he's proposing not only about the debt ceiling and what they want to do there, but he's proposing that banks be required to give the IRS information for all accounts holding more than $600. Now, the policy is supposed to reveal tax dodging by the wealthy. Okay, what wealthy person has an account with $600 in it?
Well, right. Yeah, it's accounts of more than $600, but basically this isn't to catch the so-called rich people from hiding their money.
No.
It's what it's designed to do, Captain, I think, is designed to track everybody who has a bank account, basically. If people, like, you sell your baseball card collection and you get Venmo'd the money for it, well, you might get taxed on that now because the government will find out about it. And so it's no longer the money that's on your, the income that's on your W-2, let's say. So this is, you know, when you hear about how they're going to pay for all this stuff, well, they're going to pay for it by getting more of your money, and they'll be watching you. This I think is abhorrent to so many Americans, and this kind of thing alone demonstrates exactly the lengths that the Democrat Party leader is willing to go to.
Well, it's very hard for me to imagine how dropping the threshold all the way down to $600 is going to ensnare anybody that's rich. It's going to ensnare the smaller people. And actually what this is going to do is it's going to provide the federal government and the IRS with a vast data collection on Joe Blow, the average guy.
Well, that's right. Now, what the banks will have to do, they'll have to track your transactions. Then they're going to report them to the IRS using what's called an enhanced annual IRS form 1099-IN.
And you will pay a tax right off the bat if you have a large amount of money going back and forth for whatever reason. They will find out what it is, and if you're half eligible to pay a tax, you'll pay it right then and there. Watch and see.
Well, that's right. And so basically, you know, I mean, we could take this out to some sort of absurd conclusion, which might be, well, people might start bartering again. They're not going to use the bank.
Hey, it worked for me years ago. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along here during the overnight radio hours. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Breese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Salvato. We appreciate that. By the way, those listeners are terrestrial, internet, and satellite. Three different combinations of numbers that come up with that, and that's a legitimate number that we can look at anytime we want to see it. It's right there. Now, I will tell you this much, this portion of the program, once again, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Now, go over there, and we do things a little different here with MyPillow. Go over to the website, MyPillow.com. Pick out whatever it is that you want. You're going to save a bunch of money, and all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. I'm not going to tell you to get any one thing or this, that, and the other. I'm just going to tell you to go look and see what's there. The promo code is CAPTAIN. That gets you the low prices. Now, they can get even lower when you tap on the link that's there, the logo link that says Radio Listener Specials. When you go there, you'll get about 24 different things that are right there, and they are deeply discounted. I mean to tell you, you're going to save a boatload of money. Again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, if you don't want to do it on the Internet and you want to do it over the phone because you feel safer about that, and I don't blame you, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Go over there, take advantage again of the offers they have. They'll tell you about it. You'll be speaking to a live person. They'll ask you for your promo code. The promo code is CAPTAIN. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, or the phone number, 800-641-5459. Don't forget the promo code CAPTAIN. That saves you all that money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, before I get started, I got to remind everybody that Thursday of this week, I'll be down at the Mixon's Roadside Cafe in Bradenton. We're getting together again. It's, they're back from their vacation, and we'll be back there with our monthly lunches, and we'll have the group down there, and you're welcome to come join us in Bradenton from 11:30 to 1:30 on Thursdays, the first Thursday of the month. That will be
right there, let's see, 27th Street, just south of Tropicana Foods. So very easy to find, Mixon Fruit Farms and their Groveside Cafe inside. And by the way, try the Captain's Club. You'll love it. Try the Captain's Club. You will absolutely flat-out love it. That goes for you too, Kyle.
I know. I want to come try a Captain's Club.
There you go. All right. Arizona authorities are now probing an illegal recording made of Senator Sinema. And, again, they're stalking her. And she's got legitimate reason to get some people charged with some things here, in my opinion.
Well, absolutely. This is completely irregular, and it's simply not acceptable. But I think the message is clear, Captain, that again, the wackos will be released. You have to expect this, evidently, if you simply do not vote the way that the progressive leadership now of the party, the de facto leadership, tells you to vote. Because you're a Democrat, for goodness sake, and you're just supposed to vote for this. But unfortunately, they fundamentally don't understand our system. But all that being said, it's absolutely wrong to try to intimidate or to do any of these kinds of things to government officials in that regard.
That's right. Now, Joe Biden's brand new China trade plan seeks to enforce the Trump-era trade deal that he put in place that the Chinese had already agreed to, and to unwind some of the Chinese tariffs that are against China right now. Don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, exactly, especially given the idea that, of course, you know, Joe Biden is a completely different person than Donald Trump in terms of the approach to China and so forth. But, you know, President Trump came in and realized that we were getting a raw deal on so many things. I don't think Biden's really cares about that.
Now, we had a terrible incident yesterday in Tucson, Arizona at an Amtrak train, at the Tucson, Arizona station. A DEA agent was killed and another agent was wounded. The suspect was killed, one of the suspects, and a person was detained after two cops also were injured in a shootout after law enforcement ran into a chaotic scene when gunfire erupted on an Amtrak train in Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, I mean, how terrible is this, obviously, for the loss of life with the agent. This is terrible.
Well, yeah. It must have had something to do with drugs, that's all I'm thinking.
Yeah, very much so.
DEA, why would they be there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. By the way, Chinese warplanes operating in the skies near Taiwan in record numbers prompted a statement of concern by the State Department, our State Department, as the Chinese Communist Party is apparently going to continue to press the issue here, and they called it a clear and unmistakable declaration of China's sovereignty over the island by them flying like they are around the island without actually getting into the airspace. They're getting into the warning zone, and then they're flying out back out of it, which causes the jets to scramble, the Taiwanese jets.
Well, right, yeah, they're pushing the limit here. The Chinese Communist government is pushing the envelope as far as they can do, and they're probing, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how far they can actually push the Taiwanese. They're, and perhaps even hoping for something to happen so that could justify their coming attack, I think, on the island at some point. Unfortunately, I think it could be sooner than later, just given the general state of affairs in the world today and what's happened with Joe Biden, especially with the debacle in Afghanistan, and on it goes.
Well, one of these times they're going to fly one of those Chinese bombers right over the top of Taiwan, and that's when I think something will happen.
Well, yeah, that's right. They could see that as being so provocative that they launch a missile at it or something. We just don't know. But unfortunately, I do think that they're looking to precipitate the Chinese, that is, would not be unhappy if some action got precipitated in.
Yeah, well, what I think is going to happen is that they'll try to ward the plane out of the area first, and if that doesn't work, then they'll have no choice but to shoot it down.
Right.
Which will start another action by China, which will lead to probably all-out war.
Well, that's right. Now, the real $64,000 question is, what will the United States do at that point?
Well, all of us are saying, Denise included, nothing.
Nothing. That's right. Find a way to stay out of it entirely, and that's, I think, what will happen. Although, because, you know, Captain, the Chinese government was telling the Taiwanese, look, you see what happened with America and Afghanistan?
Yep.
They're not going to stand with you. You can't trust them.
Yep.
And,
but don't forget, we've got Australia involved in this. We've got Japan involved in this, too.
That's true. That's true. So now you've got the region that could be engulfed in this kind of a thing. Unfortunately, that's why you need someone strong in the White House, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. It needs to be absolutely clear to our friends and foes alike, you know, that, you know, don't try this kind of stuff. It's not going to work.
Speaking of strong, NBC still can't cover up for the NBC reporter's abysmal spin, the female, with the F. Biden chant going on at the race, the NASCAR race, when even the driver got in the mix and said, oh, yeah, I want to thank him for cheering for me or some nonsense like that. But Eric yesterday was telling us that even up there in Happy Valley, in the Bible Belt of Virginia, Northeast Virginia, that when he takes his youngster to school, when, you know, when they take him to school, that they got these bumper stickers, you know, that the F. Biden deal all over the place now. That's the thing to do. And
right.
The big flags. Yep.
Well, evidently, what was it that the reporter thought they were saying or said they were saying was, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
It wasn't, let's go, Brandon.
Wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't close to that.
But, you know, they had to try to do something, and then they tried to cover it up with some other noise in there because the whole interview now has gone absolutely ballistic. It's viral on the Internet.
Well, you see, this is one of the things that cannot be spun in that regard. People know what it is. They know what it is that they're saying. And to have this happen, Captain, to, as you mentioned in hour number one, Biden the Uniter, right? He's not Biden the Uniter, but people are seeing through it. And unfortunately, you know, I think it's just I want to point out something though. That's different than following Kirsten Sinema in the bathroom. This is a form of free speech that's different than what we saw with that kind of intimidation.
Yep. Well, we're fixing to go to break, and folks, when we come back from the break, two things. First of all, David Chipman is not going away quietly. He was the guy that was nominated to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. Definitely the wrong person to be in the job. He was nothing more than an antagonizer and a hard card carrying core communist to boot. And he's making a lot of noise about the fact that they wouldn't let him in. That's number one. And number two, one of the world's largest port operators has warned the global supply chain crisis will continue through the end of 2022 into 2023. We'll tell you all about that and the reason for it. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The head of BioNTech, which makes one of the most common COVID-19 vaccines in the world, said that new vaccines might be necessary by 2022 to combat the next generation of COVID-19 variants. Without mentioning data suggesting that natural immunity may offer better and longer-lasting protection, the executive said that the next vaccine will have to be tailored to forthcoming changes to the coronavirus.
President Joe Biden told a reporter that he wouldn't answer a foreign policy question because it would confuse the American people. Biden was asked a question about Ethiopia.
What is more important, that position that Senator Schumer has or raising the debt ceiling? And then I also have a question for you on Ethiopia.
No, I'm going to answer one. I'm not going to answer Ethiopia. Let's stick on the debt so we don't confuse the American people.
Biden delivered remarks on the need to raise the debt ceiling on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha. And that's our pal, Mark Walters from Armed America Radio. You hear him on Sunday nights on many of these same stations all across America. Armed America Radio, the Monster Cast. And then he's also on during the week here with the Daily Defense Show. You hear that on many of these same stations as well. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, they just updated that number for me, and that's an amazing number. They're the second largest insurance carrier in the country. Now, if you got a car, if you got a pickup truck or whatever you're driving, if you got a motorcycle, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you've got a motorcycle. Guess what? Check them out. Get it all taken care of. Get it all covered there. And then if you really want to save money on your auto insurance, here's what you do. You tag in your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy or your condo insurance policy. And when you bundle all of that together, it'll save you a boatload of money. It's just that simple. So, Geico's the place to go, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. They are my insurance carrier. That's why I endorse them, because I know who and what they're all about. Been with them for 18 years. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go on over there and take advantage of saving yourself some money. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, certainly, the news never stops, especially it seems in the middle of the night when things are going on here. But
the electric cars are being pushed, fair to assume, right, by this administration?
Well, sure.
Well, the problem is, folks, only 25% of the people that were polled recently think electric cars are practical, and they're considering that they might, not the word is, but they might buy one. Problem is, you don't have charging posts all around the country.
Well, that's right. I see some popping up, but it's not in terms of the infrastructure like it is to buy gasoline for a car, basically, obviously. But that being said, I think that at some point, electric cars, you know, will be more prevalent only when the market is really there for them and when the ranges are there and infrastructure is there. And unfortunately, what's happened now with the electric car idea is that now it's just really more of a virtue signaling kind of thing from the Biden administration and liberals and so forth, as if somehow this is the big savior of everything. But it's not really. And I can't imagine, Captain, I know that they're building electric trucks and this kind of thing, and all that technology may pan out over years and years, but it's not right now. So there's no changeover tomorrow for this kind of stuff.
Okay. Three Democratic Texas mayors are all blaming Joe Biden and his administration for their policies for their own individual southern border crisis in their small cities.
Well, that's really good. I'm glad that they're doing that because Captain, it used to be that you would be able to criticize the leadership based on what the leadership was doing. But you see, they will be singled out somehow as being not good Democrats because they're saying anything about this. But they're seeing what's happening with their own eyes. And so, in other words, you can be with the leadership on some things, criticize them on others. But these days, especially the Democrat Party elite and certainly the progressives, you're either with them or against them. You're either a friend or you're the enemy. And that's not a good way to run a country.
Right. Now, remember David Chipman?
I believe so, yeah.
He was the one that was nominated by Biden to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Oh, right, yeah. He hates the gun thing.
Exactly. Well, he was disgraced and shamed out of having to retire or resign because he withdrew his name from consideration for the post. He began his campaign now of trying to shift the blame of his failure to be confirmed from his abysmal record to others, including the person that sponsored him there in the first place.
Well, yeah, but we all know why he actually had to withdraw. That's the thing. Yeah.
Now, in the meantime, here's something that really rubber meets the road type deal. The operator of one of the busiest ports in the world has suggested that global supply chain bottlenecks will be around for at least the next 2 full years until 2023. Now, Dubai's DP World Chairman and Chief Executive, Sultan Ahmed bin Sulaiman, said he expects bottlenecks to continue until 2023 and warned that the issues will result in higher costs for shipping goods, which means what, Kyle?
Oh, higher prices.
More inflation.
Yeah, inflation, exactly.
Yeah, and he says the global supply chain was in crisis in the beginning of the pandemic. Freight rates will continue to increase. Maybe sometime in 2023, we'll see an easing.
Well, right. Well, of course, right now, consumer demand is absolutely off the charts. It's not really necessarily a seasonal thing at this particular time, although at this time of the year, typically, you'd be ramping up for the seasonal increase for Christmas buying and this kind of stuff. But the consumer demand is so high, and people are buying things that have to be shipped all the time, that it's literally overwhelming the system in some cases. Also, Captain, I heard a report earlier today that they're trying to find truck drivers. But,
yeah.
But here's the thing. It takes time to become certified to be able to be a professional driver. Isn't that correct?
Most insurance companies, when you get your permit, then you got to take your road test to get your driver's license. Most insurance companies won't let you go by yourself. You got to be trained by somebody for upwards to 3, maybe 6 months, depending on the company.
Well, right, because it's very, very complicated to do this. And so if you're down by hundreds of truck drivers, it takes time. But
hundreds of truck drivers? The number I saw was 120,000 drivers short.
Yeah, well,
in the United States.
Yeah, I think the report I heard was like in the area here of Long Beach, for example, where they're trying to get these ships to come in. But, yeah, definitely across the country, it's obviously much larger. And so, you know, this is not something you can fix overnight.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you is, do we hear the Biden administration trying to come up with some plan to make sure that the, you know, this kind of stuff, you know, gets done? Or is there any federal help or assistance or even just talk about it?
Well, I'm waiting for them to relax the regulations for people that want to go into the port, you know, go into the ports of the United States, the drivers, because you have to have a complete background check and you have to have a security clearance and identification to go in and out.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Used to be anybody could go into a port, whether you spoke English or not.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Well, a lot of that, of course, yes, the national security type stuff, too, exactly.
Well, they were catching people that were in there that were Pakistanis and, you know, people that were there for reasons other than just driving a truck.
Right.
So that's what happened there.
Exactly. But again, you know, what we've heard about, you know, get your Christmas presents now, do your holiday shopping.
True.
That's really no joke. That's exactly what you can expect. Now some retailers saw this kind of coming, and they began to order more things earlier in the year than they normally would. So some of that may be okay, but in the grand scheme, you're going to have some shortages.
Yeah, and because of the COVID in China, many, many manufacturers around the world have been delayed in trying to get the components they need from China to build the products in their countries, like Vietnam, India, Pakistan, Philippines, Japan.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, can you imagine what this will do ultimately to the global economy? These ramifications, you know, can be very significant.
Yep. And of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do several nights a week here on the program. And I'll finish this segment with this. I don't think Americans are being shy at all in their opposition about Joe Biden.
I don't think they are either, Captain. I think this has got to be a major, major discussion that's going on at the top levels of the Biden administration. The handlers, the people who are trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to go out and say to these people about how it costs $0 to do all this or whatever it is, because they know that they can't, you know, continue to fool everybody or just expect everybody to accept it. So who knows what they're thinking right now.
I was surprised yesterday that they actually let Biden talk the way he did and take questions.
Yeah, with his cup of coffee in front of the thing, yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. But then again, I guess maybe they felt he was okay. Then again, they might have had him all doped up. Who knows? Okay, hold that thought. Kyle, we'll be right back with more Truckers Highway Bible Report coming right up. Don't go nowhere, no how. We got more coming.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
With Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty, that's Donna. Donna there in Carrollton, Georgia way. And don't forget, on they are with CowboyLogic.us, CowboyLogic.us. Go over there, check them out, find out what they're all about. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Nurse Shoe. We'll tell you about them right after you listen to George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Bye.
rich woman beg. And I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush. And I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey.
All righty, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Kyle, when was that around?
You know, I'm trying to recall the exact year. I think it's got to be close to around 1980-ish, somewhere in there.
And that came from the movie Christine.
It did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, George Thorogood's song was in that movie Christine, and that was adapted from a Stephen King book. Back in the 80s.
Yeah, it was a scary movie. Okay, take it away. What's going on out west?
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, we're looking at a fairly quiet map in terms of the general state of affairs, but we do have fire weather warnings up in northern Montana, also near Helena, Bozeman as well. So you want to be aware of that. We do have a wind advisory up. This is southern Oregon. This is going to be in the Paisley area, also the Lakeview area. That is going to be Highway 395 if you're traveling along there. But, of course, the big story is the monsoonal moisture and thunderstorms and lightning that we've had here in Southern California. But also this is over in the Phoenix area, Arizona as well. So you definitely want to be aware that you could have these kinds of thunderstorms pop up at any time, flash flood warnings, that kind of thing. So just be careful out there, especially with the lightning strikes, Captain. We've had at least one I know of in Southern California that caused a tree to catch on fire. With that lightning, I'm sure there'll be more.
All righty. Northern part of Iowa, going up I-35 right on the Iowa-Minnesota line, all the way up to Duluth, Minnesota, through the Twin Cities, dense fog advisory right now. I-90 over to Rochester, dense fog advisory, and then I-94 coming out of the Twin Cities east over into Minnesota, about 40 miles or so, dense fog advisory. Duluth, you definitely got it, up into the upper panhandle of Michigan, got it up there, the upper peninsula of Michigan, got it up there. And then we have some unsettled weather conditions today for most of Ohio right now, the eastern part of Indiana, the eastern half of Kentucky, most of West Virginia, most of central Tennessee, where we could have rain, we could have showers, we could have some flooding conditions, because right now the upper half of Georgia, Atlanta West and Atlanta North up to Tennessee, up I-75 and I-20 West, including Fort Benning, Georgia, I might add, you've got rain, you've got some flash flooding going on, especially around Montgomery from Mobile north up towards Montgomery. A lot of rain in that area tonight, and we do have some flash flood warnings in there. Also have some rain in the panhandle all the way over towards Crestview along I-10, and that rain stops right along the Mississippi line. So that's where we're at now with the weather. Now, going up and out to the Atlantic, we don't have a hurricane anymore to be concerned about. Sam has moved way away, and it's going to become a subtropical here pretty quick. Right now, it's still got winds of 85 miles an hour, but it's getting into really cold weather, so it should dissipate quickly. But we have this system, this disturbance, which is just sitting off of the southeastern United States and in the Caribbean right now, moving very slowly. That probably towards the end of the week will merge with a low-pressure system that's coming across, and that may become some sort of tropical disturbance, might be a depression. I doubt it'll be a tropical storm, but I could be wrong. It looks like it's coming towards Jacksonville or Savannah or maybe Myrtle Beach in that area. It's going to have a very wide cone of uncertainty, Kyle, so we don't know exactly what it's going to do.
Exactly right, yes.
Now, all that being said, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight, so have yourself a great day.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him and what he's able to do out there in California, IA. All right, joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I don't really know what is the top story to look at right now because, believe it or not, Brian Laundrie's sister came out last night, and now she's in the news all over the place, breaking her silence, saying that her family has ignored her and slammed the family attorney. And when she was asked a question about, do you think your mother is involved in helping your brother, she says, I don't know. And she didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She said that in a way that you could take something from it.
This is a woman who said a couple of weeks ago, that she has not seen or talked to anybody in the family. Well, it turns out that she allegedly went camping with them.
Right.
So it's real hard to nail down any of this. And I think that we have to judge very slowly on this one. It's getting nuttier and nuttier. But the calls and the tips and the sightings and the camping and the vehicles and so forth and so on. So you've got all these experts that come on and say that he's in the Appalachian Mountains. No, he's in Mexico. No, he's probably dead.
There was a truck driver that said he thought he picked him up and gave him a ride out west. Back into the general area where he was at to begin with.
And I guess if he's got a vehicle, why would he need to, hitchhike?
Don't know if he's got a vehicle. I don't know. They're, who knows?
Well, out west he did, we don't know anything.
Well, we'll have to be continued, I guess is the best way to put that. And it's not going to go away because, of course, the connection down here to us here, one county south of us, two counties south of us down in Sarasota County, is right here in our backyard. So we're hearing about it all the time because people are, it's the news in our area. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about the big spending bill that's going nowhere. By the way, the Democrats aren't listening to their own voters. They better. Wait till we tell you about that. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon coming up after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.